Boys, Ben Shaker, all the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tony.
And a baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sire. And in the back, the man who lurks around the rinks. We call him Nicky Skates. How are you doing?
How we doing? I feel pretty good because we got another game to bet on Tampa Bay Lightning. Most reliable and profitable thing going in sports games.
Yes, thank you to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Thank you. We do have them tonight, as well as another game on the ice tonight that we will get to. Emmett McMahon, how are you doing, Zaya?
I am doing great, Tony. How are we doing today?
Pretty good. I believe you have also been on the Golden State Warriors each game, so.
Yes, I have, Tony.
And we will talk about them tomorrow. Tonight, though, we do have another game in the association.
What?
Celtics lost on Friday night?
Saturday night? Yeah.
A lot of injuries in that game.
Yeah.
A lot of injuries tonight. 3-0 for Lightning. 3-0 for Warriors.
It's the first back-to-back hockey game of the playoffs.
Yes.
Of all time?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
What a scene.
What an absolute scene. I went back and looked at the back-to-back records. I think both teams are actually pretty good on back-to-backs this year.
Well, unfortunately, with the news we just learned, it could be a bit of a problem.
I don't believe
that. Or it could be a galvanization.
I don't believe that, but we'll talk about it. Are you talking about this, the Mons Venus?
I'm talking about the Adult Ballet, yes.
Yeah. The Florida Panthers, it's not like they're coming from fucking Columbus, Ohio, and they're like, oh, we're in Florida. We need to go.
You don't believe that they weren't actually there. So you think they were there. You just don't care that they were there because it's.
No, I don't think they were there.
Okay.
I mean, where do they play? In Miami?
Yeah.
It's like they're Sunrise. In a city. That's what I'm saying. They're not in a city for the first time that it has a strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after a hard fought loss and being down 3-0, you maybe just want to blow off some steam.
Maybe. I can see that. But that was last night, right?
Yeah. Allegedly.
Back to back. Fucking running. maybe we'll see. How was footy this weekend?
Not great.
No,
Saturday was good. Sunday was kind of, I should have bet on more teams that were like fighting relegation.
Yeah.
But
Liverpool almost had it.
It was right there. I was shaking like a leaf, holding on for dear life.
Spurs took care of business. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for them.
Baseball
was good. Saturday, really good. Clean sweep Friday night. Sunday, 3-2. I mean, that you take that on a Sunday.
Yeah, you definitely take that on Sunday. Congrats to Justin Thomas. I mean, there are a lot of tickets out there of people who took him when he was down quite a bit with some pretty good odds. There was people who put like $200 and were winning $50,000 out there yesterday.
Yeah.
Over Will Zalatoris in the playoffs. And a collapse that you know, you hate to see.
Yeah. Tough scene.
Tough scene for me, though. But, you know, you'll have that in a major.
Yeah.
But congrats to JT. Actually did pretty well on the PGA betting this weekend. Was in Maryland, so wasn't able to bet on anything else, which is a real goddamn shame.
Yeah.
We need to get these fucking... We need to get gambling legalized in every state. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you... I don't understand. I really don't.
Come on.
You all right, Paul?
Huh?
You all right, Paul?
Yeah. What?
No, just making sure. So what? We got two NHL games tonight, one NBA, a bunch of MLB. Footy's done?
Footy is dead. There's some games going on this week. I think Europa League finals this week, too.
I see there's still... I just saw a tweet that there's still 6 spots left in the Champions League. So are some leagues finishing this weekend?
Yeah, there's still some going on.
Germany has 5 teams. Is that because what's called they won?
I don't know how it works. Sometimes the cup winner gets in.
That's
too.
What. Yeah, that's what I was. I figured.
Yeah.
Frankfurt was one of them.
Frankfurt the lads.
Do we have? Are we working on a boost for Champions League this weekend?
Yeah, I think we'll figure that out tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, this week we have Champions League on Saturday.
Yep.
We got MLB all week. We got NHL, which. Personally, I kind of want the Panthers to win just so we keep having games to talk about. Because tell you what, if Lightning close it out and then Golden State closes it out tomorrow, we're about to be in it.
Well, it's not just the Lightning. Colorado has been...
They're up 2-1, right?
Yeah, but they took out Bennington.
Yeah, that was
done
quite
for
a
series.
Move. Blues
yeah, yeah.
Looking good until that happened.
Yeah, Benner being out is not ideal. But you said, I mean, you said the other guy was fine.
So it did have a better year. Regular season than Bennington, but the playoffs, he does not play well.
Okay. Well, we might as well fucking get into it,
here
right?
We go with that.
Let's start on the ice tonight because they do have two games. First one, Panthers at Lightning. Lightning are short favorites, -126. Panthers +105. There was the report that came out from, what was it, local...
It's from a Tampa radio station.
A Tampa radio station.
That some of the lads, a lot of the lads, was what the report said, were out in the wee hours of the night, 3 a.m. at a adult ballet, enjoying themselves. But, you know, you mentioned short trip. If you know, it's right there. It's right down
the highway's there.
And these are professional athletes, so, I mean, does being out till 3 a.m. even bother them?
Yeah.
Maybe some guys need it. Did they blow off the steam?
Did they have an optional morning skate this morning?
I haven't seen anything. Usually you do have a morning skate optional day of.
Panthers, I can't see them off of a back-to-back for some reason. Tampa off of a back-to-back, no days rest, is 36-17
Jeez.
In their last 53.
Pretty good. Here we go.
They are 5-0 in their last five overall, obviously, because of the playoffs. Florida, 1-5 in their last six as a dog.
Listen, a sweep is a very hard thing to do.
Yes, it is.
We talk about this a lot in hockey. It's very hard to do. It's always the hardest game to win, the close up. But Tampa's been doing it the right way all series long.
They've
been just putting their body on the line, absolutely blocking an absurd amount of shots. Guys are getting banged up, going down the tunnel, coming back out. Mm-hmm. They know what it takes to win. They've got great leadership there. They've got great organization, great structure. I will take the Bolts to win.
Have to.
There is a boost as well.
That boost is huge. Plus 450, Stammer and the Bolts to win.
For Stammer to score and the Bolts to win. Stammer scored a beauty last game. I don't know if he'll score again. You know? He's not quite the sniper
it, though. Plus 450.
In terms of goal scoring he used to be. But, yeah, it's absolutely a sprinkle, and I will take it. I'm on the Bolts.
Listen, we've been on the Bolts the first three games. There's no reason for us to fucking try to get cute here.
Go down with the ship.
And take the Panthers in this one. You take the Bolts. Here, also, yeah, it is tough to it's very tough to sweep.
If you saw like a little more pushback from Florida throughout the series, it'd be different.
Yeah.
But it's just the Tampa has I don't want to say dominated, but literally like they've carried the play. They've been the one outside of a few little instances, they've done everything right. They've been playing playoff hockey and Florida has not.
But also, like, this is a team that is very experienced in this situation. They've obviously won two in a row.
I don't know what I think Florida, what does Florida do after this, Nick? Like, how do you got Giroux, like, you stacked up, like,
they'll keep going at it. You know, they had a coaching change early and things might
I guess
be
it happened with Tampa too, right?
Yeah, you gotta learn how to win.
NHL is the one league that I really find like that is true.
I think they do. You do consider it a step back, though, because even though you made it to the second round, you're still losing to Tampa and potentially in less games because last year, it was six and arguably could have been seven. And this one, if you're getting swept.
Correct.
They'll definitely take a look good long, but they're on the right path. Like, they just need to keep adding a few pieces. Like, I don't think you blow that team up by any means.
But I think Tampa knows at this point a sweep is huge, especially because they have been going back to the locker room so much.
Yes.
They get this extra rest. Especially
more time for Braden Point.
Especially if the other Eastern Conference series, you've done that could go longer. Who knows? But I think they try to get it done tonight. Obviously, Tampa -126.
Yeah.
Yes.
6.5 feel like high.
I don't know.
Feel a little high. We'll stay away.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll stay away from it.
I mean, the totals have been.
Well, unless the lads weren't really out, I think you'll find out. Like, if Florida just rolls over and Tampa just pumps it and keeps pumping, like, maybe. But I think it'll be – what have the rest of the games been? Like, 5-1 was the last game?
Yeah.
Like, and a couple of those were added late, so.
Yeah. All right, so we're on the Lightning.
Absolutely.
That's probably not a surprise to anyone listening here, if you've been listening to us at all. Lightning -126. And then Lanch are on the road – -160 at the Blues.
Almost got to lay it there, don't you?
Yeah, this is a game where
160.
If Binner was still healthy,
Is Banner out? He's gone for
sure. Yeah, he's done for the series.
The series?
Yeah, at least.
Jeez.
I mean, he's done for the playoffs. If he was healthy, I'd give them a shot here.
Yeah.
You just don't know what you're going to get with Husso, and he didn't look great in his first little stretch there, the first couple games of the playoffs.
Trying.
And now you got to worry, like, is St. Louis going to be more worried about trying to get the Kadri for running into Benner than they are winning?
They are
like, they're professionals. You'd like to think they're going to put that aside and win the game, but at the same time, like, all it takes is one or two guys to step out of line and retaliate something or go after him, put your team down, and Colorado's power play is deadly.
Avalanche are 4-0 the last four in St. Louis. The over is 4-0 the last four in St. Louis. I just don't trust the Avalanche enough tonight to take them. I can't find a way.
I would feel that way. Like I said, this is what kind of what I was getting at. I would feel that way if Binnington was still in net. But
yeah, I'm gonna lay it. I'll lay -160. Give me Avalanche. I'm on the Avs as well. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just on the Lightning. You two are on the Lightning and the Launch.
Yeah.
Yeah. St. Louis is good enough that they could overcome. But
there's just sometimes
it's a lot to ask.
There's just sometimes that, like, when something like that happens, the other team steps up for a game.
Well, hey, look, we saw Louis Domingue for a couple games. We saw the Pens play absolutely incredible in front of him.
Correct. If Louis Domingue can do it, anybody can do it. What do you like Louis Domingue still?
I still love Louis. I mean, he was put in a terrible spot. The third straight goalie trying to fucking win a playoff series.
He let in an EA Sports goal.
That was the one. Rupper told us that was coming. Shoot for the head.
That was the one. Okay, tonight we got Warriors. Heat and Celtics.
Yep.
Seven. Is that?
Seven now?
Seven. Do they think?
Is Jimmy not going to play?
That's what I was thinking.
It's been seven since when I first looked at it this morning.
It was six and a half when I looked at it this morning. And then Hero's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I saw that Tyler Hero wasn't playing. I heard that Jimmy Butler was still playing, but we all know the app that I use has not been completely wrong on this before.
Well, what did Shams say? Did Shams say game time, right?
Shams hasn't said anything since that.
No, he was literally on Pat's show, I'm saying.
I know. I'm just saying he hasn't tweeted anything since that.
Gotcha, yeah. Yeah, it's game time decision for Jimmy.
Unless.
It's game time decision for Smart. I don't think you can. Go ahead, go for it. I personally, I don't think I could bet on this game not knowing who the fuck is going to play for either team.
I'm going to bet the Heat, and I'm going to take the 7 because I think Jimmy Butler's playing, and I think he's going to make it a game. Okay. Also, I have my tweet notifications turned on for Shams. If he's not playing, I'm cashing out of the bet immediately.
Why don't you wait to make the bet until you get the tweet notification?
Because I already have 7.
Okay. What if you don't get the cash out?
Ooh, I'm flirting a dangerous game here.
You're playing a very dangerous game.
Yeah. I don't know. That is an ugly number.
7's a lot.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything with it tonight?
No, I feel like this is a live bet operation. Did it on Saturday when the Celtics went down. I don't know. This series is... I don't know why it doesn't match up. Like, the Celtics, Saturday just looked terrible.
Tatum had a very, very bad game.
Yeah.
He also... His injury was weird.
Yeah. People love the...
tell you what, the Marcus Smart injury looked bad.
People love the Celtics back room staff. There were so many tweets about that on Saturday. It was hilarious.
The total is low tonight. 206. Every single game's gone over that number pretty easily.
I was going to ask you, Tony, why have they not changed this? What the hell?
I don't know.
I want to take the under again, but I've been burned on the under the first two games. I didn't touch the over the third game because...
It has gone over all three games.
It's been the same number, though. Like, they've maybe changed it 2 points. Like, fuck, should I just take the over?
I don't know.
I'm leaning over, but the second I take it, it's going to go under that game. So I'm going to lean over. I'm not going to take it for everybody else. So I'm just leaning.
It has. The over's gone 3-0 in this series, and it's a low number, and it hasn't even really been close except for the last game. I'm not going to touch that, though. I hate this. I fucking hate this game tonight.
Yeah, that is just an
ugly number.
If
I'm being 100% honest, I absolutely hate this fucking game.
Yeah.
For the finals, though, Now I know you're a Celtics guy.
Yes, sir. I mean, how come, how did, like, lots of people, Reddick said he still thinks that, he still thinks whoever comes out of the East is going to beat the Warriors.
Okay, so I was just
about, both these teams are so banged up. The Warriors are so healthy.
I was just about to ask. Warriors are minus 150 to win the NBA championship. I have a hard time not taking that.
Yeah, rate. Like, I was surprised when he was like, but, like, the Heat are on fumes. Celtics feel like every other game, Williams or Smart is out. Like, the Warriors have no injury issues. The and they might get fucking Iguodala back.
Yeah, literally, the Warriors had all their injuries way early in the season, got everybody back, basically perfect timing to make a great playoff push. Like, it's set up perfectly.
On FanDuel right now, you can get Golden State to beat Miami at plus 190, or you could get Golden State to beat the Celtics at plus 260.
I mean,
jeez. Like, I feel like those are pretty good numbers, depending on what you think. I still think the Celtics are going to win this series.
Do you think the Mavs are going to win a game?
No. They're favorites tomorrow.
How the Warriors plus 3 yesterday was an absolute layup.
Yeah. I don't know. And now, like, when you look at the NBA Finals MVP, like, Steph's plus 120, but if you like anyone else on the Warriors, you could take a flyer on Clay's plus 1,200, Jordan Poole's plus 3,000.
What's Andrew Wiggins?
Plus 6,000.
Yeah, he's playing I'm so sprinkling well, Andrew dude. Wiggins right now.
He's playing so well. This is the best he's played in his career by far.
Yeah.
I mean, he's this coming is up what, on a
this
contract.
This is what like? He was supposed to be.
Yes, a long time ago. I don't. Like, when you have Steph and Clay and Wiggins is playing good and Jordan Poole and Draymond, like, I think 150 for them to win it all is short.
Very. It was minus 160 this morning, too. So, I don't know.
Just something to think about there. Who is going to get MVP of that series?
Steph.
Yeah.
Has to be, right?
Yeah.
David, they've been together, what, 10 years now, this team?
It's insane.
Steph's 34.
It's insane.
Like, this is like the Spurs. This is like the run correct. The Spurs had. Would the Spurs go 20 years?
Mm-hmm. This is what we wanted. This is what we wanted with the Pens, too.
I mean, you had.
They might be keeping it together. Though.
What's that?
This one last run. But this isn't the last run for the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's kind of scary. It's like a rebranded run.
Yeah,
retool. Like
being bad for 1 year.
They don't even have
terrible.
They don't even have what's his name from fucking Memphis.
Wiseman.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Fuck! I totally forgot. So they're gonna get even better.
Right? Like, they're talking about trading him for Gobert.
Yeah. Team's got options.
Yeah, they're good ball club.
So I don't. If you were to lay the 150 right now with the Warriors, I wouldn't. Like, what's the price gonna be? If they play it, like if they play, say they go up against Celtics or Heat, do you think
186?
You think they're going to be favored by that much?
186.
It's 150 right now.
Well, to win that series, they'll be 186.
Dude, I think that the book knows that everybody's going to want to bet the Warriors. Everybody's been betting the Warriors. Like, they're going to give it a super juiced number.
What I'm saying is, though, if you think it's going to be 180, you might as well take him to win at 150 right now to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll see, though. We will see. They are dogs tomorrow, though.
What, 1 point?
Yeah.
How? They really stick to their guns, huh?
Who, the books?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they got
a number. I guess it was plus 3, plus 1, but
they got a number and they like it.
That
Mavs might get one, dude.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, they could always.
But, like, what more can Luka do?
Not more than 40. Well, maybe he can, but
can it get them a win? Why the heck are the books sticking so hard on this Celtics Heat over under like 205, 206? This is making me so mad.
They just think that's their number. They do have a hard time coming off of it. Okay, so that's what we got for NHL and NBA. Let's go to the Diamond for tonight. Let's see here. MLB schedule. How many do we got tonight? How many do you have tonight?
I think I got six plays here.
Two, four, six, eight, 10, 12 games tonight. So you're taking half of them.
Yep.
I'm on six as well. Let's start. Colorado is at the Buccos.
Yep.
Chad Kuhl versus JT Brubaker.
Fill it up.
Both teams have not been great.
Rockies are...
They're
scuffling.
Scuffling is to say they were really good at the beginning of the season. I have here in my notes, both teams stink. Rockies are the better hitting team. I'll take the plus a half with the Rockies.
I am with you, my friend. Brubaker's been a little bit better, but I like Kuhl here.
Maybe, like, yeah. Not enough.
ZRA is still almost six.
Correct. Not enough that you got to worry about it.
Where the hell's Quintana been?
Where has the ace been?
Where is the ace? So you just still doing numbers?
I'm not positive.
Still doing numbers?
I'm not positive. Jesus, this pitching matchup. If you want to look at an over, maybe take a look at this game. Well, both offenses stink, though, so I don't know. Drew Smiley's against Vlad Gutierrez. Cubs at Reds at the bottom of the NL Central. No, thank you.
I'm a firm believer in Gutierrez. I was for a while.
Not this year.
Not this year. Even last year, he wasn't great, but... I'd love to take Drew Smiley. We talked about this, but I'll pass on this one, Tony.
I'm going to pass on this one as well. Cole is a huge favorite against Jordan Lyles, Yankees, Baltimore. $3 favorite it was earlier. I'm not sure if it's still at that.
$2.95.
I will be staying away from that one.
Too rich for my blood, my friend.
Especially since the Yankees have not really been hitting.
Yeah, they didn't hit yesterday.
They scored none.
Severino pitched really well last night, too.
They scored none in their last game, one in the game before. So one run in their last two games. So I'll stay away from it. We'll definitely not laying fucking $3 with it.
Yeah.
Next one is Dodgers are at the Nats. Tyler Anderson versus Joan Adon. I'm going to take the Dodgers full game run line here.
Full game
run line. It's gone up to 140. It wasn't that earlier. It was a little low. I'll lay the half, one and a half. And I'm doing it because the Dodgers have the best bullpen in the NL.
There you go.
ERA-wise. So I don't worry about them blowing any leads or anything like that. And the more bats that lineup can get, the better, I believe.
Fair play.
So I'll go Dodgers full game run line. Joan Adon. His stats, let me make sure I have it correctly. I don't want to like slander his name too much if I'm wrong, but his ERA is a 6.38, so not great. So I'll take the Dodgers there. Phillies at Atlanta.
Oof.
Wheeler versus Tucker Davidson.
I'd love to play this game, but I ain't betting the Phillies. I can't do it. Are you doing it?
What did I tell you last week?
Yeah. You're doing it, aren't you?
Take Philly first five plus a half.
They're plus a half?
Uh-huh. Earlier they were.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let me see if they still are. Another minute. This might have switched.
Yeah. I never saw a plus a half, or I would have taken it. I'm good.
Was I wrong about plus a half?
I think so. I think Phillies are what, -130 first five? I saw this morning.
I don't want to give out bad information, though.
It's a good thought, though.
I'll take the money line still.
There you go.
I'll go Philly first five money line. Maybe I read it wrong earlier. Yeah, because they're like -130 now, so there's no way they ever got
that.
Yeah,
that's what I saw it at this morning.
Well, I guess I have my bet slip. I could check it. Let's see here. Detroit at Minnesota, Bo Brisky and Chris Archer. You doing anything there?
No, thank you.
I think I'll stay away
from the Archer of infamy.
I can't wait to lose that Phillies game, though.
What, you think Brubaker's showing up?
No, the Phillies game.
Oh, Phillies, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I took
no shot.
I took first five money line.
All right.
I think I might have had plus a half still in there from Colorado. Let's see here. Toronto's at St. Louis. Berrios fucking against Mikolas.
Berrios starting to pitch better.
Yeah, but...
Are you dancing with Mikolas?
Give me fucking Mikolas. I got him Cardinals first five money line -118.
Yeah, I'll do it too. Fuck it.
You with me?
Yeah. Come on, Mikolas.
You go to the fucking loony bin with me, brother?
I don't love it. I do not love it, but we'll do it.
Cleveland is at Houston. Plesac versus Luis Garcia. I'm going to go full game run line here as well with Houston.
Strohs.
Minus a half. It's even money. Unless the money line's not too bad right now.
I think this was super
when now I was it's minus 200 now. Yeah, minus 1.5 is even money. Similar situation to why I went full game with the Dodgers. Fun fact, Houston's bullpen is number one in the AL.
Full game Tony.
Full game Tony on full these game ones. Tony. And Luis Garcia has been much better than Plisak.
Plisak
Houston's hitting the ball well.
Plisak has faded, my
I'll
friend.
Go Astros run line.
Yep.
Don't love doing that, but Royals are at the D-backs. We got Zach Davies back on the mound against Greinke. You doing anything here?
I'll take Greinke plus a half.
Yeah, I'm staying away.
Come on.
What?
Come on.
You want me to go with fucking Greinke?
Yeah.
Nah, I'll stay away. I cannot. I think Philly's probably the number one team of losing money this season. I think Royals might be number two.
Yeah, they're not great.
No, they are not. Greinke, Davies, we just talked about. Plesac, da-da-da. Adrian Hauser versus Nick Martinez. Fuck this game. I'm not doing it.
Give me the Padres. I'm not doing it. I'm going to bet against Hauser every time.
I can absolutely not do it. We got Logie going against Marco Gonzalez. A's at Seattle.
Give me Logie.
Okay.
Plus a half.
Okay.
Please and thank you. He's got a 2 ERA. He's been very good.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Gonzalez pitching a bit better of late, but for whatever reason, I love taking the A's plus a half.
I will be staying away. This is an interesting one. Mets are at San Francisco.
Yeah, David what is this
Peterson
about?
Versus Alex Cobb. I know I'm not wrong here. You're getting plus a half with the Metsies.
The Metsies.
The Metsies.
The Metsies. Yeah, Cobb has not been great. Peterson's been good. I'll take Mets plus a half as well.
Whichever team was the dog here, I was going to take.
Yeah.
Getting plus a half with the Mets, who have been very good ball club.
Yeah.
I will take the plus a half here with the Mets.
There you go.
Is that the last game of the night?
That is all, my
yes,
friend.
It is. All right, so I am on Colorado first five plus a half versus the Buccos. Dodgers full game run line. Philly first five money line. St. Louis first five money line. Houston full game run line. And the Mets first five plus a half.
Give me Rockies first five plus a half. Cards first five money line. A's first five plus a half. Padres first five money line. Royals first five plus a half. Mets first five plus a half.
Okay. Booster tonight. We got the Tatum to score 5 points in each quarter plus 270.
He goes cold.
Man. Yeah, but that was last game.
Yeah, so now he bounces back. Five in each quarter?
I feel like that's not that much. I'm going to take it.
20 points? Plus 270? Yeah, have to.
I'll take it.
It's literally a three and a two.
Great math.
Once a quarter. Come on, lad. Yeah, I'm on both boosts.
Both boosts.
And you mean the Stammer to score in Lightning?
Yeah, I love the Stammer to finish off the series with an absolute snipe.
Hey, netter maybe for Stammer.
That guy's a fucking captain,
dude.
A captain.
Blocking shots, sniping goals. What a legend! Europa Conference League is on Wednesday.
Okay,
wasn't Europa. This is the first year there's the Europa Conference League. Okay. Roma against Feyenoord.
Okay.
Yeah.
You taking anything there?
I'll probably take Roma to lift the cup at minus 140.
Against who?
Feyenoord.
What league are they in?
I believe that's Turkish.
Okay.
Is Talti playing?
He should
Francisco?
Be.
Roma legend.
Europa Conference League?
What is? Do you know what the Europa Conference League is?
I mean, this is AJ might have me here on this one.
He really
might. It's a bad scene.
He absolutely
that's
really
a
might.
Bad scene.
So... you thinking about taking Liverpool 90 minute? Or?
No, got to be to lift the cup. Can't get caught up in the 90 minute.
It's even money.
I mean, I probably will, but I just hate. I mean, this is going to be a banger, dude.
To lift the cup, minus 168.
It's minus 168 now?
Yeah. Oof. What was it before?
Open at minus 200.
Okay.
People are on Real. I mean... Real being plus 250 to win a soccer game is pretty insane.
Where is goals? I first goal scorer, fucking Benzema's plus 450.
Jeez.
To score or assist, Benzema's minus 120. Mo Salah's minus 140.
Both teams to score at minus 160, I don't mind.
Gareth Bale's minus 110.
Pardon?
They have Gareth.
No.
He's not playing in this game.
That's correct? Not real.
Are you,
-110?
Yeah.
For Gareth Bale to score
or assist.
How about -110 to play? What the fuck?
Yeah. That's what.
That is wild.
You think anybody gets a hat trick?
No.
You want to see the odds on that one? Do you think they just had to set it there because, you know, they put Gary Bale's number anywhere higher than that? They get both teams' score was what?
-160. I don't mind that. What's
there's
the,
a lot of stuff.
What's the
on
total
here
for it? 2.5 or 3?
Let me see. Over under 2.5 is the number, yeah. -130 to the over. +110 under.
Wow.
These games are pretty tight sometimes.
Yeah, what did Liverpool beat Tottenham 2-0 with a late one?
Mm-hmm. I'll say this. Maybe I'm wrong. Do you like the final being one game?
Yeah, has to be. For glory.
It is for glory.
It is for glory.
Okay. That'll be what, 1 or 2 o'clock?
Maybe? Saturday, 3.
3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, Tony, before we get out of here, I just got to make sure I push this at least one time. We got this awesome shirt right here.
Hold it up with pride. There you go.
Store.patmacfishow.com. I'm sorry. I was also trying to put up the graphic.
That a baby mitt.
And this is going to be live 15% off for, I think, 24 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
Store.patmacfishow.com.
Hell yeah.
Go get it. Store.patmacfishow.com. What?
Hey, is this crazy to me or not? Benzema to have 2 or more shots on target, +150.
Yeah. What? Where is that?
Player to have 2 or more shots on targets under shots. The shots tab on.
Guy scores every game he plays.
3 or more is +550. Now they got to go on target.
It'll be interesting to see how healthy Liverpool is as well. Van Dijk did not play on Sunday. Either did Thiago went off hurt with an Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
So
now player to have.
I love that.
2 or more shots, just shots, doesn't have to be on target. He's -750.
So
let's put those shots. Let's put those boys on target. Something to look at. All right. Is there normally a bunch of cards in this matchup? Probably not.
Nah, don't think so. First goal scorer. Jota hasn't been playing that great of late.
Time of first booking.
There you go.
Before the 28th, after the 28th.
Wagers graded. Oh, you can correct score.
Oh, yeah. You can do a lot. They got a lot for this fucking game.
Total goals in match. Exactly 3 goals plus 300.
There's a lot. Why don't you take some time to take a look at that and go through there.
Salah hat trick plus 3,600.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
He scored. He thought he fucking... When he scored, he thought City was still losing. Yep. And did you see the picture of the guy in the crowd?
Oh, yeah.
And then the Liverpool fans fucking thought that Villa had tied it. It was like a fake. Terrible scene.
Yep. It was exciting, though. It was a very exciting day for the EPL.
They've lost, like, 2 out of 3 years they've lost the title. It was by, like, a point or two. And they've lost 2 games in those seasons. And now City's getting Haaland. Like, that's the one thing they don't have is an out-and-out striker.
I know.
He is a fucking beast, dude.
Him and De Bruyne.
De Bruyne is so good.
All right, so baseball week, playoffs all week, Champions League. Am I missing anything? Maybe Lefty will come in and give some golf picks.
Yeah.
How does Preakness pick? What, I didn't even know the Preakness was run this weekend for a second.
Who won it?
No idea. Did Jockey?
I think Lefty did throw it out there.
Did Blue Jeans get the winner?
Blue Jeans. I think he did throw it out there. Early voting
Levi
won.
Strauss?
What? early voting won. What's his name?
What was the number?
Was that one of his picks?
What's his name came second? The guy.
He had the 8, 5, and 4.
Epicenter came second. He was the favorite, right?
Preakness, post positions. Let me see here. early voting was good question.
Epicenter, creative minister.
Early voting was the five.
He'd, secret
oath. He had him in there.
He had him?
Yeah.
Boy, lefty. Secret oath, Skippy Longstocking.
He had early voting, epicenter, or hold on, 8, 5, and 4. He had epicenter, early voting, and secret oath. And it went early voting, epicenter, and then creative minister, and then secret oath. So if you did the trifecta box and did four horses, you know, you wouldn't have got it still. But he had the top two.
There you go. That boy lefty. That boy lefty.
Let's go. Okay. All right. We will be back tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
With everything. And we can't thank you guys enough. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.